Now our Saturday Night Theatre. Weatherwoman by Bruce Bedford. A frank and disturbing fable about a woman who'll move heaven and earth to make her greatest dream come true. With Eliza Langland as Maggie and Crawford Logan as Martin.
Oh, yes. It is beautiful. My landscape. Is it surely not the most beautiful? But you can't tell, can you? Down there, being it. My landscape. My skinscape. My rough thumbnail etching the only straight track across it. My landscape of mounds, curves, concaves. Cave. There. It's gone. The red dissolved back to white. No track to guide. Just open country. Country matters. Is that not too tight? I wouldn't have it too tight on you for the world. But you wouldn't have it not tight enough, would you, lass? My love. A toast. A toast to the coronation. To Queen Elizabeth II. Long may she... Long may you... Long may you, my skinscape sovereign, my queen and country, reign over me, though tonight I dictate. And they've climbed Everest. Did you know? Did you notice? 29,000 and... Well, no one's counting the odd few feet, are they? But they're the hard ones. They're the top. You look. You're always going about my climbing rope. Hanging in the bathroom, taking up drying space next to your nylons. But tonight, sprawled, spread-eagled, my landscape. Nylon to nylon, lust to lust. I crisscross the rope just here so that... You must feel it, surely. Two Cotswold Hills have become two Himalayan peaks. See? You think you know the country, reach the top, but the peak is suddenly higher. And higher. There. Everest. They've climbed it from the outside. This solo climber will have to make his conquest. How do you think? That's right. You're very quick. From the full wriggle away. Those knots hold me safe to the rock even when I slip. Will surely hold this spread country. In place. There, there. There. Now both peaks reach the sky. Two Everest. The lad's spoiled for choice. But either way, either one, the approach must be made much lower. And the weather, you see, the weather's just right. Even below the South Cove, much lower. Here, the very base, our base camp, the very base. Of the Western come. They had so much trouble with their glacier, but yours, my love, is melting. Feel, look, quite wet. And now my expedition must go in. Oh, you were right, weren't you? You said you'd like it. I wasn't sure. But now I'm sure of this. This push will be solo. Naked. Without protection. Without this thing. My wife. The weather won't wait. I'm going up now for the chop. Those snows have never left my marking. And you denied me that mark for years to come, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Your bloody precious job. The weather's the beast. The cloud.
something. Come to that place. Your geology will change. This dipping plane swell with our Ben. Is it to be Ben? Will the woman, the female tenant, still have the say in the heart of the egg, the Maggie? Is it to be? Is it to be Maggie?
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 6th of March. The Prime Minister has gone to Kuwait City. Mr. Major is seeing the damage done during the Iraqi occupation and thanking British servicemen.
Which is it, maybe, but we've got a hotel to run here. And if... Hang on, here is Miss Turnbull.
Is that Federal Forge, Trevor?
Yes, Maggie, but I'm not getting anywhere.
This is Maggie Turnbull, and I don't care who the hell you are. Just put me through to the boss. And if you haven't learned his name yet, it's spelled S-T-E... Right. Caller? Table 3, you messed it up again this morning.
I'm sorry, Miss Turnbull. It's just he's so vague when he orders. I never know what...
He's not vague. He's overruled.
Hey?
Just listen to what she says. Serve that. Ignore him and you'll be right. 10 times out... Archie. Yes, this. Get your clowns in order and to vaguely match what food is delivered with what we've been rash enough to promise on the menu. Aren't computers a pig? Well, I'm going to post them a good old-fashioned biro to use in the meantime, but it's the one I use to sign checks with, so until they get sorted out... Glad to hear it, Archie. Bye. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so sorry about the mistake. I've had a word with the waitress, and it won't happen again. Everything all right, Miss Waite? Like another pot of tea?
Oh, simply plenty, Maggie. Your pots are just that, you know. Pots. Won't you join me?
Of course. Oh. Just for a minute.
Always so busy. But you always have time for the personal touch. Caring about people.
My guests are people.
Which is why I should say I can feel this is my home. Other hotels make you feel just...
A number.
Numbers can be different. Just an account to be paid. Monthly. Your new waitress seems to be settling in nicely.
Paula. Yes.
Though I hope you've let her into the secret for table 3.
Miss Thwaite, when I'm on holiday, I'll delegate you to run things.
You should, you know. Take a holiday. But you won't ever, will you?
Oh, I'm confident the staff could cope.
Admirably. But you're rather tied, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm tied. No, not in the least.
That's good. Your brother would stay here, then.
Well, Ben is at liberty to do what... As you've observed, Miss Thwaite, I'm far too busy to take a holiday anyway.
Oh. And I didn't thank you for moving me to this window seat. I do so love looking out across the dale. Though all that is such a mess. Still, it doesn't quite mar, does it?
Mar? Oh, you mean the dam?
No. No. I believe they make them tidy such things up nowadays. When they finish building them.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. When they're finished.
So, what's the sequence of dumping?
We'll go for there, to there, then over there.
Huh?
We'll get a better distribution of the fill.
Good. Very good, in fact. Your idea, Doug?
No, even we lackeys get the occasional 20-watt bulb over the head. Anything to make life more bearable for the designer, fretting over his baby.
It still shows, then.
Oh, you should be having this dam in a proper hospital environment. Not here in the wilds of Yorkshire.
With you as midwife foreman, I'll risk it. Will there be any problem with traffic control?
The drivers will make a meal of it. Don't worry, Martin. Make waves and you'll have waves. But the inevitable tendency is towards the flat pond.
Mr. Allerton?
Oh, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, no, it's one for you, Martin. A quarter from the post wants an interview with you.
Is this pain? Should I be nervous?
He looks a prick.
Mr. Allerton, sorry to intrude again. Could you possibly point me at Mr. Swinburne?
No need. You're already pointing at him.
But she said, table three, you've messed it up again, she said.
You did, dear. Don't worry about it, Lou. Dear, have a blow.
Oh, thanks.
It's not a good morning for her, truth be told. You must learn. Oops, speak of the devil.
Oh, I'm off forever.
We'd better go over the lunch menu again.
There are some...
Maggie, calm down. And 3 minutes in front of the mirror getting the wall paint right wouldn't hurt.
Have you seen him?
You could just leave him to get on with it, you know.
Where is he, Trevor?
Oh, it's that egg business again. Just leave him to come out of it by himself this time.
In the kitchen?
Maggie, love.
Been washed away.
The biggest hydroelectric scheme in the region, and it'll meet the current hunger for electricity. You can put that in as a wry joke. Current hunger? Or not?
Oh, yes.
Capturing the water is one thing, and then you've got to make it earn its keep. Now, over there, that's the shaft which will take it down to the underground generators.
Beautiful setting. But the dam will change all that, won't it? You're working against everything.
I don't work against anything, Mr. Summers, except the clock. I build with the landscape, not against it.
Our room, Ben. Just our room. I'll make some tea.
Coffee. Geoffrey, give me tea. Tea, coffee. Tea, coffee. Tea, coffee.
Sit by the window. You can look out.
Mine.
Open country. It's everybody.
Mine.
Especially yours. What do you see, Ben?
My garden.
Trees? Bushes?
No, they're everybody's, my animals.
There. Here's Maggie holding you. Yes. Yes.
You're going to say something. That's how you hold me.
No, Ben. Well... the animals.
Mine.
Ben, Look at me.
Mine?
Soon, you'll have to stop it. The animal games.
Mine?
Really. They're everybody's trees and everybody's animals. You can't... You mustn't do your animal games. Some of the people living down there let you play them. The people who know us. But a lot of people think your games are bad.
Bad in the egg?
No, not in the egg, Ben. The animal games. They're bad.
You don't say they're bad.
I'm different. I'm your brother. Oh, I mean, you're my brother.
You're my brother.
Ben. Ben.
I'm sorry.
The men building the wall to stop the water.
Dam.
Come close. The dam will stop the water in the river.
The river doesn't stop.
The wall, the dam will stop the river, like the pond in our real garden. The dam will make a big pond. From there, right across to there, and right back up. Well, a long, long way.
My animals.
They'll be all right. The pond will grow very slowly. The animals will go to live higher than the water.
Ben can go higher.
No. No, the games have to stop.
Higher garden.
People higher won't know your games. They'll... Ben, they'll take you away to somewhere else. Not with Maggie. Not with Maggie. Where are you going?
Out. Outside.
What for?
Shed. Work.
I'll come to you when lunch is...
What about the people who look out and see a great lake instead of that valley?
The cheap reply would be that became academic when planning permission went through.
But that's only...
Wait! There's a more expensive reply. The people who live here and those over that hill and the next expect their clock radios to go off in the morning, the lights to come on, the toaster to make toast, the shaver to shave, the telephone to ring, and ad infinitum.
I take your general point, but...
Infinitum. This dam will simply farm the clouds and use the rain to make more juice.
I seem to have hit on something of a sore point.
Only a point.
If I need any more material, where can I contact you if you're not here?
I and my material will be just up there. That dot. The Wainsworth Hotel. Bye-bye. I'm a terrible nuisance, Trevor. There's no time to turn up for dinner.
Oh, I'll try, Mr. Swinburne. Geoffrey's such a force.
Even sandwiches.
That's all right, Trevor.
Just going to see what I can roast a lot for.
That's all right, Trevor.
All yours, dear.
You work such long hours down there.
Maggie, it's my own fault if I turn up too late for dinner.
Too late? Long-term guests are quite different, aren't they? Well, there you are. Another secret of the hotel trade, Martin. Fish, duck or steak?
Those are all the main courses.
Well, I'd noticed you'd been held up for the past few nights, so I told Geoffrey there's no problem.
Oh, well, I'd love the duck.
10 minutes, all right.
10 minutes?
That's a good chef for you. I'll be back in a tick. Geoff, the duck with all the trimmings. Do whatever you do with a half-cooked steak and fish, for God's sake. Tomorrow's stew, or take them all for your bloody bow-wow. I'm very impressed. Your work. I love people who shape.
Who what?
Shape. Create, like you with your dam.
Oh, I see what you mean. I had a journalist today. Kept trying to drive me into a corner over how my dam would shape things.
I don't think journalists count, do they? You must eat them up.
We parted with mutual indigestion.
Look. I'm going to leave you to enjoy your dinner. But I hope... later. Please join me at the bar. I've got a... Oh, it's... a little surprise. There you are.
perks for the long stairs again.
Later? Well, I was
going... You were going to the village pub again. Of course you were.
Yeah, just I'd told Doug. Oh, what the heck? I see my foreman all day long. Yes, Maggie. I'd love to join you.
Paula, let's have a look at you, love. That's better. You feel all right now?
Yes, thanks.
Then I'll have my anky back. It is great sentiment.
Oh, hello, Ben. All dolled up in a midnight military camouflage, then.
Hello.
He still stands out like a prick in a nunnery. Oh, get back here, you silly cow.
Oh, Ben. I was trying to tell you this morning. The animal games will have to stop. Please, don't
what
go out
games?
Tonight.
You're dressed.
The new dress. Ben. I can't stop you going out, but remember what Maggie said.
My garden.
Oh, I'll leave the back door open.
Night, night, sleep tight. Night, night, sleep tight.
And a ladyship glad to her own animal games. Watch this, but stay out of sight.
Maggie, you look a dream, and that hemline is really new on you.
Not too much.
Too much it is not. At regular hours tonight, or shall I close up when they fall off the chairs?
That's... All right, Trevor, I'll run the bar tonight.
But my name's on the board.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. Take the night off. Good night.
Night, Maggie. Good hunting.
Then to McGregor, Norton, or whichever muck is your mole in the Highlands.
Can you stand the confession? It's not a muck anything. It's a Walter.
Still, it doesn't matter. This is the best straight malt.
Don't broadcast it, Murphy. This is our bottle, private stock.
Then here's to Muckwalt. In memory of whom, could you do me one small favour? Turn that off. Thanks. How long have you been here, Maggie?
2 hours.
No,
and
seriously.
Seriously? Oh, I've been seriously here for, well, since my mother retired from running the place.
Uh-huh. And you took it all over. What about your father?
He was a climber.
Social?
Hardly. Oh, sociable. Rock. He climbed rock. Very unsociable. He had an accident. Which left my mother and me.
And your brother.
You ought to try these. They look terrible, but...
So what did he climb, your father?
Anything hard. Whatever he could only just reach. I remember his rope. He used to wash it and hang it out to dry alongside Mother's nylon. Hmm. She used to go on.
And what kind of accident?
You know, downwards. Sorry. He was trying to make a new route of a slab climb in Wales. They're very delicate, apparently, slab climbs. He told me you've got to dance up them. It rained suddenly. He was at the crux. Bastard fell.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Why? You didn't make it rain. Here's to Muck Muck Walter's Magic Mash.
Muck Muck. So here you stayed with Ben.
Like your lovely dam will stay. Just part of the scenery.
You don't mind the dam?
Oh, if it was just a wall of concrete. But it's more than that, isn't it? It's part of you. Something of you projected into the world.
A lot of people don't like it.
But I'm not a lot of people, am I?
flat. You're not, Maggie. And Ben, what does he think of it?
Let's get Ben out of the way, shall we? He's my brother. Something went wrong in the womb and it left him as he is, that's it.
I'm sorry.
You're apologising for the whole world tonight. Sorry. Tell me about you.
Dead simple. I was shaped, now I shape. I persuade a trickle of water to hang around until it grows up enough to be useful. And that's what dam designers do. Muck McWalter's bottle is getting decidedly low.
Did I say bottle? No problem. But case is more like...
There's a gentleman to see you, Mr. Swinburne.
You said I could contact you here.
But at 5 to midnight?
Well, you didn't mention a curfew. I've been doing some digging, and there are some things I'd like to clear up. For a start, I now understand that there are several points about your design which are considered to be rather radical.
Radical? Well, in my dictionary, that means fundamental in all my work is that. Otherwise, it wouldn't stay standing up, would it?
All right. Radically different.
Different from what, exactly?
From what other dam designers regard as basic standards.
You have been muckraking through the trade mags, haven't you?
It seems to boil down to a question of safety standards.
What are we boiling down, Mr. Summers? My granny used to do that with pig's heads.
Your design...
My radical design.
Does it cut corners on safety?
Sir Cop, you found me out. Yes, it's true. We are using papier-mâché instead of concrete. There. Your scoop.
Isn't it more a matter of the spillway tunnel? Several critics have...
Well, this critic says, son off, Mr. Summers. You've had your excuse.
Martin.
Local people have the right...
But you have none.
You'd better leave.
That village below the dam. You can't jeopardize. I'll pin you, Swinburne.
He's out for his shock horror exclusive. Doesn't really matter what I say or don't.
What was he on about?
Oh, he's very good. Should make it to Fleet Street or Wapping with no trouble to him. You build a dam, Maggie, with shapes and numbers. Now, lots of them are virtually fixed before you even start, but others... You're taking on nature, the land, the rock. And land can be unpredictable, but you've got to predict it to build, give it numbers. Now, that tunnel he talked about, taking all the water.
Still.
Yeah, yeah. The hillside above its entrance could slip. Any hillside can. I had to give a number to the probability of it slipping. Now, my number showed that the dam could be built for the price. And what Summers has hooked on to, bless him, is that one or two other people who didn't get the job have come up with different numbers.
So he's grasping at straws.
He's grasping at a story, but he can bloody well make it up without my help. That's a very nice dress.
Dress? Thank you. I did wonder about the neck. My shoulders are so... You like it?
Oh, your neck's fine, Maggie.
I'll get another bottle. Wait a minute. Trevor, I'm sorry, but just pop your head round Ben's door and see if he's back yet. I'll hang on. No, don't go yet, Martin. I'll be back in a... Yes? He's not. No, nothing.
Night garden. Ah, dark flowers and my animals. Moon animals. Four, five, four, oh. One by the wet beck, one by the crying gate, one by the pretty tree, that's three. One under the rain wall, three and one, four. This one by the silly place, three and one, four. Rain wall, five. Three and one. Oh. Wet beck, crying gate, pretty tree, rain wall, silly place, five, and hammer for six. And three.
Look at that. Typical. The old bat was too pissed, Stephen.
What are you doing?
Oh, Miss Turnbull. I didn't hear you come down.
What the hell are you doing?
Couldn't sleep, Miss Turnbull. Thought some cocoa would... Oh, I'm never too sorry about them. Oh, the door.
You touched the door.
Oh, that, yes. I was just locking it. It hadn't been locked. I thought you must have been very busy.
One person locks this door at night, Paula. Me. You can apply your sodding diligence to the front door, the side doors, any number of orifices you like. But if you find this door open at night, you do not touch it. Ever.
Ever.
Wet beck, crying gate, pretty tree, rain wall, silly place, mine... One more. New people, place. Shouldn't come in Ben's garden. Why, it's still on. Oh. Oh, keep secret. Secret in edge. Go to sleep. Nigh-nigh. Sleep tight. Nigh-nigh. Sleep tight. Six, Maggie. Six.
Oh, you!
Oh!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Maggie! Maggie!
Oh, no. Morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Maggie. Didn't sleep again, did you, love?
I slept. Have you seen him?
Bright and early, like a button. Gone out to his little shed.
It's me, Ben. Maggie.
Three and three, six. Maggie.
Can I come in?
You can come in.
Kiss for Maggie.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Ben. You were very late coming in again last night. You know Maggie doesn't go to sleep until she hears the door close.
Menu.
What?
Have to get menu.
What on earth do you... You're still working on that bicycle for little Tracy.
For Tracy. Special.
Ben. Ben.
Special.
It's good that you've got something to do. Mending and painting bicycles for the children. It's your job. A good job. Like Maggie's.
Special.
You do it beautifully, but Tracy, the parents, they won't have the money to buy a bike, this bike.
Present.
Oh, Ben. You finish the bike and Maggie will take it to Tracy for you.
Shane is a bugger, a bugger, a bugger.
Would you like some tea?
Coffee? Geoffrey gave me tea. Tea, coffee. Tea, coffee. Menu. Menu. I'll be in the kitchen soon. Please see me in the kitchen, Maggie. I have to get them undressed. In the kitchen soon. Please see me.
Yes, I'll see you in the kitchen soon.
So I've got some rough ideas for ads in the fishing magazine. Guys, we'll have enough water. I thought if we...
Maggie.
Just 10 minutes, Trevor.
Bless him with his little bag. Looks set for Everest. Geoffrey, my love. Sorry to cut across your aubergine. 5 minutes with the menu.
Job like Maggie's. Menu.
That's very good, Ben. Some of Maggie's job is to make sure that the food's at...
Menu.
Ben, is this your animal games? You know, you must always bury them. We can't...
6 rabbits. Next year was rabbits on the menu.
Not last month, I know, but...
Rabbits again, look. 6. Maggie. Job like Maggie. 1 wet beck, 1 crying gate, 1 pretty tree, 1 rain wall, 1 silly place, 1 new people place. Rabbits, 6. And Ben, undress them.
Yes, you've even skinned them. A job like Maggie's, oh, Ben. Oh, all right, my love, why not? I promise you that tomorrow's menu... Oh, my...
1 wet beck, 1 crying wall.
You've been murdering imbecile. It's not a rabbit. It's a puppy.
Will you look at yourself?
No, I don't. Oh, and if you are going to throw up, do it over where they're sitting.
Jesus, shut up.
Yeah, good. Who are you on, for God's sake?
Muggy, never mind. As long as it was straight malt. So, your Maggie led you astray?
God, she's out of her mind.
Yeah, but into her body. That's where she obviously wants you. I've not seen the last, but you don't seem terribly attracted.
And you know those concrete pillars in underground car parks? And functional, but...
Oh, your head deserves what it gets. Why doesn't your body simply check out? Find another hotel. Well,
can you turn those bulldozers down a notch? Food? Good. My room must be the best in the place, man.
And you're soft. You won't hurt her feelings.
Well, why should I, the one who could?
Come on. Let's take a quiet... all along your baby.
Hey, look. When you tempt me to come to the pub tonight, make sure I give in.
Leave the bottle there and another sherry for Miss Thwaite, Paula.
A sherry? Oh, no, really. This is plenty. I can't remember when I last had 2 nightcaps in a row.
Can you not?
Usually... small Ovaltine and 2 pages in bed and I'm fast asleep. Don't you find that?
Not quite, no. Oh. Fronty bar.
You're coping, Pet. I'm done in the office. Off to my duvet. Is she still there?
That's right.
I know she was the bottle buyer, but you pour and make them small. He's not rolled in then, Romeo?
No, that's right.
She'll be bitchy. Keep low. Night, love.
Have you always been a Miss Thwaite?
Well, yes. Or I'd be a Mrs., wouldn't I?
You would?
Oh, I'm sorry. You would. Of course you would.
Oh, I know. Haven't I missed having a husband? Haven't I missed having children? I sometimes wonder if I shouldn't be labelled mislabelled, like something odd at the zoo.
Well, haven't you ever needed... wanted to be pregnant?
Oh, good heavens. Do you know, nobody's ever asked me in that way.
But isn't it what they meant?
I don't think so, dear.
Not out in your night manoeuvres, Ben.
went next week.
You mean last night? She should put you on bookings. It'd be a hoot.
Owls go hoot.
They do indeed, Mastermind. And you've got the wrong door. That's Maggie's.
Got to get something.
Shut the door when you leave, then. Your sister's pussy. Sleep tight. Or whatever you do.
Night, night. Sleep tight. Maggie's room. Maggie's big mirror. With Ben. Maggie's claws. Pretty claws. Maggie. Shoes. Bed. Maggie's bed. Dolly. Maggie's Curly. Hello, Curly. Remember Ben? Remember Ben?
Come on, Maggie. Don't cry, pet. Don't want to wake Ben, do you?
It was horrid. Horrid, Daddy.
Aye, well, it was wet. I'll give you that. Come on. I thought a day at the zoo would be a right treat.
Up and down. Up and down. You can see where his nails had won the floor away.
Zoo's a... Listen, that tiger wouldn't have anyone feeding him in jungle, would he, love?
In that pit. Up and down. Then that rain. Rain. And his pit filling up.
But as well we did get that cloudburst, you were so worked up. I've never seen a flood of tears like that.
Up and down.
Come on.
The water's pouring in.
The tiger will be all right, I promise. Didn't the rain stop when we left, didn't it? Didn't the rain stop? Let the fish down out. Anyway, look. Your dolly, Curly. She's dry as a bone.
We didn't take Curly.
So you can tell her all about it. But softly. Right? Not to wake Ben.
I never wake Ben.
Good girl. Night-night. Sleep tight.
Night-night, Curly. Sleep tight. Up and down, Daddy. Up and... Oh, Ben's tired. Not to wake Ben. Maggie's claws. Pretty smell. Not to wake Ben. Night, night, Curly.
Hello, room. Menu. One empty bed. Just like Miss Waite. Hollow. And dry. You'll see. That's all right. There. And there. Not bad for 30. Shit. 40. Nothing. Why? Look, Curly. Look. See in the mirror. See how I'd be your mummy. you'd be in there. Curled. Growing. Just the egg seed, then growing inside me there. I still have the egg, but not for much. I just need the seed. And he has the seed. Maggie must suck the seed from him, from Martin, you see. And he'll want to. Soon.
Maggie, Ben's got seed, look.
Out! Get out!
Oh, Ben's got seed. Give you seed. You suck Ben's seed. Give you Ben.
No! Help me! Get out of the room! Suck your seed, you twisting vegetable! No one will ever! Get out! Out! And if you ever tell...
School fete was such a do. Marquee, posh platform with fancy cloth all round it. All these stalls. What's this you're in charge of?
You have to pass this hoop along without touching the wire.
Mm-hmm.
If it touches, there's a buzzer and you lose.
Oh, let's have a go then.
Tuppence.
Yeah, return fare too. So, you're getting your usual prizes, English and maths. Your daddy's clever lass, aren't you?
Ben's got good work.
Ah, you said.
The first thing he's ever... He gets a cup for that.
In wood, is it?
No. Oh, Daddy. There's Miss Glover. I've got to see her about Ben's cup. Won't be a minute. You won't cheat, will you?
Go on.
Sorry, Miss Glover.
Maggie Turnbull. When the time comes... Just like...
Sorry, Miss Glover. It's about Ben.
Ben? Oh, your brother.
Only he's got the prize for good work.
So I believe.
It's just... Well, I'll have to help him get his prize. Could you make sure we're not together so I can take him on the platform, make sure he's in the right place?
Maggie, there's no question of Ben going on to the platform.
But that's where the mayor's given the prizes, Miss Glover.
Look, there's no question of Ben. A day as important as this. School can't have a child up there who... Well, he does sometimes, doesn't he? We can't have a child that dribbles, can we?
His prize. His woodwork prize.
Take him to see the caretaker after the prize giving. He's got Ben's prize all wrapped up, safe, in a paper bag. He'll give it...
You bitch! You bitch, Miss Glover.
Oh,
you bitch!
You little...
You bitch! You bitch, Miss Glover! A paper bag!
Stop
it! I had to come past, so I got... Well, Geoffrey put this packed lunch up for you.
Look at this, Dan.
Soldier. Won't stay perked. And this should wash it down. Only a half bottle. I didn't want to get you tiddly on the job. Anyway, I must go. And, Geoffrey's got a special treat for your dinner tonight. Bye. Bye, soldier.
You must thank Geoffrey. Oh, boy.
Knock it off.
Oh, indeed, that's Geoffrey you want. The lassie wasn't even wearing panties. Martin, your face. I reckon she reckons tonight. Tonight.
Maggie.
I didn't get you off.
No, no, no. Just going through some work.
In your dressing gown. I thought I
had a shower.
Will you be dressing, coming down?
Oh, I think I'll just wrap up this work. I really do need an early night.
Good. I'll pop down and bring up a bottle and two glasses.
Oh, honestly, Maggie, I'd love to, but...
Could I come in for a few minutes? There are some plans for the hotel. I'd appreciate your professional opinion. Oh, you don't have to get dressed or anything.
Let's talk them over tomorrow.
I'll be so quick.
Tomorrow. Great. Night, Maggie. Night.
Don't cry. Maggie's crying. Please, don't
cry. I'm not crying.
He hasn't got seed for you. Maggie, don't cry.
Get to your room.
You're wet.
You bloody...
Your eyes are wet.
Ben, I'm finished it. That bike is really beautiful. Are you pleased with it? You must be so pleased. Oh, and here's your favourite supper sandwich while that paint dries. Ben? For Maggie?
Maggie doesn't care. Martin with the seed. Martin gets food.
I just took him a packed lunch, Ben. Now I'm bringing you the same. It's love. Maggie loves you.
But not seed!
Will you stop talking about seed? You hid in my bedroom so you heard silly words that no one was supposed to hear. Ben, where are you going?
Garden. My animals. The 4-H wall. Dam. Dam. Dam.
No animal games. Not tonight. Can't we just talk? To Maggie.
Animal games, Ben talk. Ben talks to Martin. Martin shows him pictures. Then he'll know about Maggie.
What are you... What pictures?
Come on, bed's devised. Nearly there. Not that door, that's Ben's room. Come on.
Did you know he was... Chopping woodwork. Who's that? If he tells Martin anything, I'll... Pictures? What did he mean?
Anything you like, lovey. Just...
I'll wait a bit for Ben in his room. You get to bed.
Sure.
Night, Trevor.
Night, Maggie.
No. Tidy, Ben. Except for that photo of Daddy climbing. Oh, Ben, you stuck it upside down. Looks like he's crawling down. Oh. You meant it like that, didn't you? He did love you. We all loved you. It didn't matter. Of course it mattered. But that's why I stuck with you. It mattered. Stuck. Stuck with you, and I should have been finding a man that mattered. Stuck with you, and I could have been having her. The others did. Oh, baby.
And not these pictures. You and me and the donkeys at Scarborough. Us burying Daddy in the sand. What's this packet? Gerard's. That's the chemist in the village. Ben, you crafty. You've had photos printed all by yourself. Martin. Sunbathing somewhere. Stretched out. Just short. Where the hell did you get... You've been through his room. And me. That time in Blackpool Funhouse with my skirt blowing up like Marilyn Monroe. What? What's in your mind, brother? Cut them up. You've cut the photos up. Me with my skirt right up. You've stuck Martin between my legs. Between my legs! Oh, your picture! Show him your picture! You twisted bastard! Stop with you! All these years while my body grew old and yours kept soft and stupid and unnecessary, and my body turned unnecessary to anyone. Show him your picture. Show him that picture. No!
No! 107 B. I suppose we all get reduced to just numbers, do we, Inspector? Does the B stand for anything special?
I don't think so.
You think everyone would be an A, wouldn't you? Yes. That's my brother.
I haven't pulled the sheets back yet.
And you've tucked someone into bed so many times when you've told them it's all right, you're there. That's Ben. Sorry. You've got your own way of doing this, haven't you?
I've got to be sure, Miss Turnbull.
See, he always lies on his back like that. He doesn't look well. Ben. He just did. Lots of times in his shed. But then he'd go these long walks.
On his own.
Isn't that the idea?
But these medical records show that no one ever went with him.
They'll show that he was simple. That's all. He could put one foot in front of the other like anyone else.
You never worried when he went on these long walks?
I never stopped worrying from the moment it was me who had to worry.
You see, there are certain aspects of your brother's death which, well, they're rather puzzling.
Is that why they labelled him 107B? Maybe B means a puzzle.
You didn't know where he was going that afternoon.
It didn't matter. What mattered was that he came back. And he always comes back. Look, I've identified your 107B, Inspector. Can I go now?
I'm puzzled, Miss Turnbull. You haven't asked.
I didn't know I had to ask anything.
Aren't you bothered how he died?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. It just didn't seem more important than that he was. He is
tell me. You have to, so tell me.
I wish I could. I have to admit we're baffled. You see, the pathologist has given an initial confirmation that it was hypothermia.
Hypothermia?
There's little doubt. But that's the easy bit. And we could see why, given the state of his... What we can't understand is how, in midsummer, in a warm Yorkshire dale, a man can end up encased in a cocoon of solid ice several inches thick.
Maggie, my love, give me your arm, you poor dear.
Oh, Miss Turnbull, I only heard an hour ago. It's tragic. It really is tragic.
Straight up to your room and lie down.
We'll check tomorrow's menu in half an hour. Tell Geoffrey.
You've got to rest, Maggie.
Half an hour.
I'll bring it up.
The office. Don't go slack on me now, Trevor. It is, Ben. It is beautiful. The love you've poured into that bag. You must have bought that new. What is it I do? First to Daddy. Now you. Oh, no, not you, not you. I didn't know. Of course I did. I knew after that day at school, but there was never anyone to teach me how to not know. Yes. Tracy will have it. I promised.
It's me.
Martin.
Hi. Sorry to disturb you, but I couldn't find you anywhere downstairs, and I just wanted to say, goodbye. Are you all right? You don't look...
What do you mean, goodbye?
Well, didn't Trevor tell you? I'm checking out today, back to London.
What?
But to be honest, I'm wasting my time here, at the dam. But I'll be back in a few months when it's finished.
You can't leave.
I'll be back for the commissioning, if you can squeeze me in again. Are you sure?
He didn't tell me. You can't. It wasn't that picture. It can't have been.
Thanks. I'll be skipping dinner, session with Doug tonight. It's, I'll pay for it.
How long? When will you...
Oh, a few months. Take care. I'll call, eh? Oh, say goodbye to Ben for me. Bye.
Yes, it does, Tracy. Really beautiful. Shall I drive it down, or... You'll come up later. And I'll ring your parents tonight to explain. It's just a present. Yes. Bye. Why do we keep photographs in the dark, Ben? Here's you and me on the beach. Scarborough. Such a bright day. It shouldn't ever be kept in. In the dark. In the dark.
Maggie, you shouldn't have come down. Everything's fine here.
I'm all right, Trevor.
Miss Turnbull, I'm a sister. Only it's this little girl, Tracy. She said...
Yes. I know what she wants. Take her into the lounge and give her a lemonade, an ice cream, any biscuits she wants. A treat, I'll be through in a minute.
All right, Miss Turnbull.
It's your mother, Maggie. She says she's got your message on her answering machine. Shall I say...
No. No, I must talk to her, Trevor. Would you get the bike out of the shed and bring it in here?
Of course I will, love.
Mummy? Oh, Mummy. It's good to hear from you. Well, terrible for you, too. Last night, sometime... No, I wasn't there. Look, the police are... Well, I'm not sure yet when it will be, but I'll let you know as soon as... The funeral, of course. What do you mean, why? So you can... Mummy, you can't mean that. It's Ben. You've got to come to his... We're still your... He's your son. No, I don't suppose you do. I don't suppose you ever did. Sure, a wreath will... No, don't send anything. Don't send... Goodbye. What the hell are you playing at?
The bike, Maggie.
That's not... I said the one in the shed.
I know. This is it. Size is all right for a little girl, but quite honestly...
What have you done to it?
Maggie.
Ben made it beautiful. This is wet, rotten, filthy, rusted rubbish. Look at it.
I'll go and tell the little girl. I'll just...
Tomorrow I'll wear the whole rigmarole, tie and all. See you later. Bye.
Aye, you dreadful absconder, young.
The second coming.
You knew damn well I was coming.
So when they turn the juice on tomorrow, see if this dream of yours falls down or not.
Hey, I only draw the picture.
Well, you've made very few errors in your absence. Oh, very few. Well... I can hardly say I've missed your voice on the phone, on the other, all these bloody months. But the face.
Ah. How is she?
Oh, she is. She's a dream. The trial runs have been... Ah, you know all that. Tomorrow's your day, man. Bask in it. We've made up a spare bed for you tonight. Tomorrow, and as long as you like, of course.
Jack, I promised Maggie...
Castle's Castle. You booked in there,
eh? Yeah, I know, but I promised. Oh, and thanks for letting me know about her brother.
But, oh, I talked to the village for months. Anyway, it's great to see you.
You sure? You're quite sure?
6 o'clock, he said.
Oh, yes, sorry. And Geoffrey...
Geoffrey won't speak to me for a month, but yes, 2 of every main course ready an hour early.
Maggie.
Famished. I mean, hello, Martin. You must be famished.
Paula.
Mr. Swinburne.
Trevor.
It is not Mr. Swinburne.
Sure.
You're looking well. Really well.
And you've never looked better, Maggie.
Oh, thank you. Must be... I just had my hair done.
Oh.
Do sit down. Now.
Oh.
Not muck, muck, mucks.
Not... Oh! Yes! Well, later.
Yes. You don't mind if I join you?
I'm glad you have, Maggie. You've got a super menu tonight.
And Geoffrey decided to do some early. We can eat now. You must be so excited. Your dam looks wonderful. Everyone up for the opening. Television.
The works, I'm afraid.
What a creation. I remember you talking about that. Creation.
Sounds like a touch of the mucks to me.
A lovely evening. Never forget it.
No.
I knew you'd come back. You had to.
Big day.
I knew you understood, you see. And when you talked about creation that night...
Well, a dam is a dam is a dam.
Your creation and mine.
Yours?
I'm sorry, ours. The timing's perfect. You knew that when you started the dam.
You're right, I am famished.
I'm so glad you've come back.
Maggie, there was no one else I could possibly have gone to. Cheers.
Cheers, Martin.
Look at her. It's not fair. You should have warned him. How's he to know how she's been since her brother? Well, you know.
When I get a chance, Laura. When I get a chance.
The fertility cycle of the female presents its optimum potential when... Charts. It is tomorrow.
He always knew the time.
He always knew. How did he say it? Maggie. There was no one else I could possibly have gone to. He always knew. This was his skin. Oh, this was his place.
Morning, good morning.
Hello, Maggie.
And if it isn't the best morning of your life.
Hey, what's this?
Very personal service. Plus eggs, ham, sausage, mushroom, tomatoes, fried bread, and oysters.
I've never seen a breakfast like it. Can you come down the dam for the ceremony?
Oh, I'll be up to my neck here today, but I'll watch it on television and I'll be ready when you come back tonight.
Shades of the muck.
There's a lady just arrived who says that...
Martin, darling.
Another reporter.
Leave it to me. Not a reporter, Maggie.
Sarah.
Sit down, the pair of you. Hardly the writ.
Sarah, this is Maggie. Maggie Turnbull.
Oh, heaps about you. Hello. Sorry about the writ bit, M1 lag. And the whole boring drag to drive back down this afternoon.
Maggie, this is Sarah Vasey.
Miss Vasey.
My fiancé.
Hi. Look, I'm simply starving. Be an angel and do me one of those two, but without the seafood gums.
Fiancé?
This bloody ostentatious ring, just to make the point. Pretty, though, isn't it? Oh, and I'll skip the fried bread.
Fiancé?
You're there.
Is it okay about the extra breakfast? I mean, put it on the bill.
Good God, I should hope so.
I mean, there's not a problem, Maggie.
Conversational level they operate on here. No wonder you came back to London.
I don't think she's got over it yet. She and her brother were very close.
The ice-capped simpleton. No, I can imagine. Wasn't that, though? Didn't you see her eyes when I showed her the ring? I'd guess I'd say that lumpy lady has the hot feet.
Leave...
Hydroelectric power production comes to the Yorkshire Dales. The enormous lake, which you can see behind...
Make him better.
Congratulations, proud daddy. Does your lass get away all right?
She'll be 17 minutes from docking her port in Hampstead. this wild and woolly isn't Sarah's style.
You've designed a fair dam, by the way.
And you've built one, by the way. Bedtime, Maggie.
Well, tell them. Pull the lights, get the glasses.
Not the guest, lovey. You.
Me? Trevor, you don't seem to... Tonight's very special. When Martin gets back, we're going to raise the roof. Very discreetly, of course. Wouldn't stir Miss Thwaite.
Maggie, love, he is back. Nearly an hour ago.
Then what?
Went straight to bed. Poor man, look done in. Did say to tell you good night.
What did he... I get it. I get it. He's waiting. Give me that bottle under there.
Maggie, please go to bed.
Promise. Now give. Martin? It's me. Open the door, Martin.
You'll be ready. You've even ordered moonlight.
Oh,
who's that?
Dave in the muck, love. Look, Dave.
I locked the door.
Pass key.
That's the game, isn't it? Glad it's a game. Nice idea. Been up sooner if that wet fat told me. Still, got the bed warm.
Hey, look.
Knew you wouldn't be wearing any. Never in your laundry bag.
Pass me my dressing gown, Maggie. And I'll see you to your room.
No. Here. I want it here. In your bed.
I don't want you in my bed.
The floor? Didn't see that in the game.
And I don't want you in my room.
You do? Oh, but you do, Martin.
Just get out.
Because
please.
You had your day. Your creation. Now.
Mine. Maya. Stupid woman reporter this morning thinking. My egg.
Oh.
You promised! You seed!
Stop this!
Give me your seed!
I wouldn't make love to you if you were the last female on this planet!
No!
Just look at yourself!
You must come inside me! Come here!
Maggie, I'm sorry. Just go.
Come here. That's your dam. Your baby. You made a plan, and it happened today. We made another plan.
Another made.
For me, tonight, I can't make any more, there won't be time. Books. All the books. Charts. And it's tonight.
I will be pregnant. And I want your seed.
Oh, Maggie.
Then, that dark shadow, or the side of the dam, your overflow tunnel. Oh, I haven't just studied my bloody running out fertility cycle. Your dam, so helpful, that reporter. Photocopies of all his research.
Don't! You're mad!
No! In it. Deep in it, look, that tunnel designed to take the worst our weather can throw at it. But if the rock face above it were bitten deep with hungry ice and lightning cracked it to hell and back and then rain, not rain, but a tropical monsoon.
Need someone to help you, Maggie.
Watch me. What?
No! Oh!
Come back. I'm waiting. My wound is waiting.
Aye, a minor landslide. Oh. It should have tripped up me too. But it fell into the water. Missed the tunnel. Don't worry, just a fluke.
No, not a fluke.
Hey, you're shaking.
Yeah, wouldn't you be? You bloody suppose I can forget that Japanese dam?
Oh, Martin, not you nor any builder's going to forget Heiwaiki.
Heiwaiki, at least you've said the name at last.
Come on.
Concrete core, earth still downstream. Ditto. Spillway tunnel, ditto. Heavy tree growth on steep slopes of catchment area, ditto. So if a landslide brings down the trees which block the tunnel...
Not ditto. You worked a 1 in 10,000 chance of that happening. Forget Redcliffe Bears, they're 1 in 15,000. Pissed off at not getting the contract.
But tonight?
It's not even close. The weather wasn't even trying.
It wasn't a fluke. I'm going back to that hotel. Doug, do you believe that someone could... I'll...
You had to, you see. I can make people have to.
Like Ben.
I wouldn't hurt you, damn. I'd never do that. It's everything. But this is my everything. I've waited. I've waited so long. Soon it would have been too long.
Don't talk.
You don't have to worry about... I'm open. Oh, Martin.
I don't know if... What if I can't?
Oh. Let's make it our game. Please. Pretend. Just don't let me know.
Can I?
But can I do this? Oh, Martin.
Oh,
prisons, it's all hell left us here. Huge landslides in the spillway tunnels blocked. Tom, you'd better evacuate the village. Get everyone out fast. Those landslides into the water, she's overtopping already. It's not as simple as that. The water's washing away the earth fill, and that's the only thing holding up the concrete core. Get that village cleared. I don't know how long you've got. That's up to whatever's driving this bloody storm.
But I do know it. It's that lovely hotel on its own right up the hillside, isn't it? Beautiful setting. But how on earth do people find you?
Oh, they do. You'd be surprised.
Please, sit down. What I'll do first is take all the details down on this draft. When that's done, I'll show it to you for you to check. Then I'll enter the information into the register proper.
I used to do that with homework. Do a draft first.
Yes. First, I'd like to ask if you are married to the baby's father.
Married? Oh, no.
There are several options if the father's name is to be added to the birth certificate. At first, you could come back again with the father, and then both signed...
No, that's not possible.
Is he disputing the parentage?
You see, he was out for a drive.
There'll be other conditions, darling. You'll get your dreams down. Oh, that was none of your... This looks tight, Martin. Slow down.
Damn. Failed.
Slow down, will you?
So here's your short certificate of birth and the full-blown version.
Thank you.
Look, it's still raining hard, and I noticed you didn't have a pram. Would you like to wait until it's passed over?
No. It's all right. It's going to stop. Isn't it, then?
In Weather Woman, the part of Maggie was played by Eliza Langland. Martin was played by Crawford Logan. Ben by John Buick. Trevor, Joey Cooper. Paula, Sybil Winthrop. Miss Thwaite, Joanna Tope. Doug, James Bryce. Maggie's father, Alexander Morton. Young Maggie, Isabel Wright. Summers, Mark McDonnell, and Sarah by Sharon Maharaj. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation was by Jim Ross, Lee McPhail, and Anne Dyack. Weather Woman was written by Bruce Bedford and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Hamish Wilson.